BBC on FUBAR.
What I would do to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I would give anything to change this fickle-minded heart that loves fake shiny things. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you.
Evening team, 8 o'clock or just gone on your Wednesday evening, and this is Sam and Lucy on FUBAR Radio. Hope you're well and the week's not going so badly. Halfway through it now, well like over half now isn't it? It's Wednesday evening.
As you always say, this is over half.
What are you speaking into there? You're speaking into the back of your microphone. You see that bit of white tape? For God's sake, that white tape.
Hello?
No, try now.
Hello?
She's there. Bloody hell.
No, you've never told me that.
Well, which bit of the microphone do you need?
Well, like, basically, on the microphones, right, just to give you all a visual, they say on them FUBAR Radio.
Yes.
And for some reason today, I thought, oh, I'll speak into the FUBAR Radio. Even though that was backwards.
Because you know what that FUBAR Radio bit's for? It's for when we film anything.
Yes,
it says FUBAR Radio.
Well, I took a cheeky little picture from my Facebook page to be like, oh, look, everyone, I got a radio show on FUBAR Radio. Come and listen, friends. And so I twisted the mic around to take a good picture.
You're still not speaking right into it.
I don't know what the problem is. I'm not going to lie to you.
Right, can you see that little clip at the bottom?
No.
Do you see what I mean? On the silver bit, that little clip, right?
Yeah.
Make sure that that is facing your, you know, chest area.
Hello.
Right, that'll do. You know...
I do apologise.
Well, to be fair, I've never briefed you on this. I've never said to you...
No one's ever told me.
This
no, I'm just
etiquette.
Winging it through radio life.
Yeah, well, definitely.
As we all know, I've only just about managed to grasp the buttons I have to press to make the show start.
Yeah, and you do, because normally I press all buttons, but...
He presses all buttons, yeah. But when, at the very first buttons you hear, the first jingle, the first song, that's me, guys. And
yes.
I know what you're thinking. The timing on it's amazing.
Well, I don't think anyone's ever thought that, but there you go.
Yeah, no, I'm really sorry.
It's fine.
I really wanted to be good at radio today as well.
No, it's good. I mean, do you know what? For once, I've actually done quite a bit of prep on this show.
I know, and I've done three to four, I think it's fair to say. I've had a busy week. I've had a lot on.
You've done a little bit, okay?
I've got a piece of paper in front of me.
Yeah, and you have sent me a text, because this is the way we like to introduce the show. 8 till 10 every Wednesday, me, Sam, her, Lucy, with you on FUBAR Radio, right? And you know what they do at the top of any radio show? They go, here's what's coming up. This is the show menu, if you like.
Exactly. Your starters, your mains, and your pudding for the end. But instead...
Yeah, I just read out the text that Lucy sent, because that is like all the production that goes into the show.
Which is only about 2 hours before the show, when
it.
I go, oh, it's Wednesday.
And this is how the text started. So this was sent at 16 minutes to 1.
Thank
this
you.
This afternoon.
Early.
She starts, not by saying, hello, Sam, or, you know, all right, mate. Nothing like that. She just starts, 7:30 tonight. Well... Ideally not 7:30, that's half an hour before we start. But anyway, 7:30 tonight. I'll send over a couple of songs later if that's cool. Still not happened.
Didn't do that.
As well as the listener spotted. Is that happening?
Got that, and it's a really good one.
Right, okay, so that is a listener introducing a track, because then that means we don't have to, right?
Exactly. But no, what it actually is, and you can get involved if you want. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio if you want to give us your listener spotted pick of the week. And that is basically where there's an artist that you think is like underappreciated, you know, they're not as big as they should be right now. You send us the artist, you send us their track, and we will play it for you.
That's basically because people who have this job, right, being radio presenters,
mm-hmm.
successful ones anyway, they normally have the right to say this is going to be big, you know, this is going to be a good track. I don't know if we're there yet. So we get our listeners.
I mean, we predicted 99 Souls, come now.
We did, but that was about 12 months later. Yes.
One song, really early on.
But anyway, what else got going on? According to your text, Lucy, we've got a card game.
Card game? And by that, I mean our favourite new game, which regular listeners absolutely adore. Now that's what I call Snap.
No, that's what I call Bridge.
That's what I call Bridge. Now that's what I call Go Fish. That game is our absolute favourite game, and we've got that teed up later. We're going to play that.
Yes, we will. We'll explain all when we do it, I think, because
yes.
It does take some explaining.
It's a bit convoluted, but, you know, you'll understand later.
Just about, I think. Daily Mail game ? It says in your text.
Again, when I put a question mark, what that question mark means in a text, Samuel, is... Are you going to do this? Because I don't have anything.
Yes, yes. And also, when I read this text, it makes me realise that we haven't named anything properly on this show.
We have no name. If anyone has any good names,
yeah.
Please tweet us and let us know.
Please do.
Because we were saying this earlier, we are awful with names.
Terrible, but the Daily Mail game is, I've actually named now, the Daily Mail game with no name.
That's what you're calling it?
I'm going to name it that, but it all rhymes, it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, as long as it rhymes, it's allowed.
And it's lazy and I can't think of anything else, but that is coming up. And also, I'll explain when we get to it, but that's had a bit, it didn't really work last time, did it? I know there's something in this,
right.
I know this can work, but it didn't work right.
You're putting yourself down already, but okay.
No, but just you wait, I've revamped it. It works differently now. Still involves the Daily Mail and the Daily Mail comments, which, you know, anyone can do. You get a lot of people on there who want to have their opinion on some of the stuff that the Daily Mail posts. You know, often it's a rather tenuous news, you might say. Sometimes hard-hitting.
Tenuous news?
Do you know what I mean?
And I know what you mean.
You know, it's not quite news.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Last time, didn't we have a news story about someone from Towie wearing a swimming costume that really, you know, lifted up the...
The breasts.
The breasts. That's it. But see,
I couldn't deal with you miming breasts any longer. I had to cut you off there.
I was going
to
say boulders.
Even if you were going to say something funny, I had to cut you off.
No,
I couldn't deal with that
action.
The motion of you cupping imaginary breasts is too much for me.
Whatever. But we will be doing that later on. The Daily Mail Gamer No Name, that's as it's now called. You're going to do some lad news, it says in this text.
Lads news. I think you'll find it should be lads news with a Z after
okay,
the D.
Okay, that's fine.
That's what it should be. And we have got lads news, and I really like it, and I've got some stuff to ask you about it as a lad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine with me. And a film pitch, it says here. And yes, I do have a film pitch.
Have you got one?
Yes.
Oh, this is exciting.
Basically, I don't know any film experts but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say you're a film expert, but you watch films.
I'm so not a film expert. I just watch films and listen to the odd film radio show.
Whereas I don't watch any films, but I have loads of ideas for films. So what happens is I come on and just pitch an idea to Lucy. Just say, what do you think of this, Luce? You're my Mark Kermode. Is that there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're my Mark Kermode, Lucy. You know, there's actually a film show on this station.
There is, yeah.
So I'm wondering whether at some point I get him on the phone and say, what do you think of this?
Oh, my God, we should definitely do that.
Although, would that not undermine you a little bit?
I mean, I'm not a film expert. It's just in comparison to you,
right.
I'm like a film god.
Okay, well, see, think of this, because I've got a cast sorted and everything.
Oh, my God, okay, brilliant.
We'll do this later on. What else? According to this text, I keep closing it down, you see. It says house party chat. Is that something for later on?
We've got something later on we can have. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, Sam. It's evolved from house party chat into a very different kind of chat.
Okay. Well, not for now, though.
It's spiraled out of control.
I think we'll get to that. I think we'll ease ourselves in. Because what we should do at the top of the show is just kind of say, how's your week been?
Yeah.
So how's your week been?
Well, how's my week been? It is to do with the house party. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, should we do that now, then?
Well, let's do it now.
Right, go on, then.
All right.
For God's sake.
Well,
how long is this going to take? Because at some point we're going to have to play some music as well.
I'm sorry, you cannot be one to talk to me about long-winded anecdotes. You are the king of that.
I am not.
All right, fine. I'll cut to the chase. It's about poo.
Right, okay.
Do you want to talk about poo now?
Yes, we'll talk about poo now.
We can talk about poo later if you want.
No,
do you want the poo hanging over your head?
No, we'll do poo now. Go for it.
Right, so basically, I've had a bit of a bad week.
Okay.
Because I've had two poo incidences. Yeah, exactly. A double whammy of poo-cidences.
Poo-cidences, is that what you call them?
Poosie Grey, they
Poo
call
gate.
Me.
You're joking.
No,
well, I mean,
no, they don't. I hope they don't. Not to my face. Oh, God, maybe people do call me Poosie Grey.
Well, that if you were still in school and this poo incident happened, I mean, I don't know what the poo incident is, but had something happened?
Yeah.
You know, with that kind of thing at school, you would absolutely have been, for the rest of time,
Poosie. But luckily we're slightly older, so people don't do it to your face, they just do it behind your back, which I much prefer.
Of course.
That's much better.
Yep.
So basically, the first poo-cident, right,
yeah,
was I was at a writing day.
Okay, what's that?
For aspiring writers, you go along and you pitch ideas and you meet execs.
Okay. Maybe I could go to this.
I mean, maybe you should take your film there.
Okay.
They'd love it.
When we get to the film stuff, I'm going to ask you more about this.
Okay, because I can give you lots of top tips now, because I've learnt how to do a film pitch.
Perfect.
So anyway, the guy who ran the film pitching session works for a massive film company. Really big up. He's really high up.
Okay, Warner.
Very cool.
Brothers.
No, the other one, basically.
Universal.
Yes.
Does he? Wow, okay.
Very amazing man, and we really hit it off. And afterwards, everyone was going for a drink, and I was like, oh, I'm going to sideline this guy, get him to go for a drink, and I'll send him my screenplay. And I was like, and I just had the sudden urge to have a poo. And I'm a very shy
pooer.
Why
are we doing this?
Do you want to know what happened?
Well, yeah, you shouldn't come on here, use this.
This is like my therapy.
You can't use this show to tell me...
You asked why. Well, you wanted to know why I'd had a bad week, because I had two poo incidences in 1 week.
Okay.
I mean, we can leave it there if you like.
No,
mate.
Obviously we can't leave it there. But I just feel like some things are sacred. Look, I know this is from me to you as a friend now. Maybe you shouldn't come on here and start talking about poo incidences and poo gate number one and two.
But this is what happens in my life. This is why every week we talk about my love life and my bowel movements. Because that's all that's going on, mate. It,
very true.
It's not like I have anything exciting to tell you apart from this.
Okay, so
So I'm with this exec from Universal.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, we're all going to the pub. Do you want to come with us? And he's yeah. like, yes, I do. And I was like, oh, God, I really need the loo. And I was, and he looked like he was about to go upstairs okay. with everyone else. And I was about to say, and I did, oh, I'll catch you up.
I'm
quickly
just going.
Go for a poo.
And you said, him. I'm just nipping to the toilet or nipping to the little girl's room.
I just said, I'm just going to nip to the loo, but okay. I'll meet you all outside.
Yeah, little does he
and
know.
And he said, oh, no, I'll wait. And oh, I was like, God. Right, okay. And I was like, it's fine. It'll just be, you know, it's a toilet. He's not going to hear me or anything. Turns out the ladies were out of whatever, out of order. So I had to use the men's.
Good God.
And I went to the men's and he was like, oh, I need the loo as well. So we went in the loo together and I was like, oh God, I really need a poo. And I was like, if I go, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I was like, right, okay, it's just going to happen. And I went in and I thought I heard him leave.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, thank God he's left. So then it happened.
Oh. And
I was like, oh, God, that was really embarrassing. That was really... Because I'm really embarrassed about me pooing anyway.
Well, aren't we all?
And it was...
Unfortunately.
I'm not going to lie to you, Sam. It was loud.
And, right, so, yeah, but he's got out of the room. You heard him go.
Turns out it was someone else. I went out to wash my hands and he was standing right there. And he gave me a funny look. And I was like, oh, God, this is so embarrassing. I was like, oh, well, everyone poos, whatever.
No, but not loud.
What happened then? We all went to the pub and I was like, oh, well, I've done a loud poo. We'll just have to get over it. What happened then? I overheard him talking to a massive exec from, I'm going to say it, BBC.
Right.
They were talking to each other and I heard her say to him, what do you think of that Lucy girl? And he genuinely said, apology for the swear, I just heard her do a massive shit and I'm not sure I can look her in the eye.
Oh,
and I was like, no!
No!
No.
No.
Yes.
So she's this BBC exec. So kids, this Lucy's got something.
Yes.
We're on to a winner with this girl, but you literally blew it. You blew it.
I know, isn't that horrible?
For God. And also, he's a naughty bit. He shouldn't have done that, should he?
Of course, he shouldn't have. But I mean, it was really funny.
Well, no. Did you find it funny?
Well, no. He didn't know that I heard that.
Well. That's talking about you behind your back.
I know, but as long as I don't hear it, I don't mind.
Oh, it's terrible.
I know, and that's only one poo incident.
And there's more to come.
There's more to come later.
Right then, we'll do that later on. More poo incidents to come.
Poosie Gray.
Poosie Gray. Sam Hott and Poosieanna Gray. 8 till 10 on FUBAR Radio. It's on a Wednesday evening. More poo incidents to come.
I've been holding on.
Blossoms. At most a kiss. Stockport represents. They're from Stockport, Lucy. I'm not just shouting Stockport represent.
Oh, I thought it was like a weird form of Tourette's.
No, Stockport represent. Okay. Cheshire, kind of Cheshire, isn't it? So I've adopted Blossoms as like the people from my hometown. I mean, they're nowhere near, about half an hour away.
I was going to say, is Stockport near you? You know, I don't understand.
Yeah, kind of half an hour on a train. So no, it's nowhere near. But
you know that when I look at a map of Britain, that whole area of England is just a blur.
Well, come on. Don't do this.
No, I like it. Whenever I've been... it's lovely and I'm not dissing it. It's just a completely lacking in my knowledge.
Remind me again which parts of the north you've been to, because the north for you
Scotland.
Begins at Birmingham, doesn't it?
Like, Birmingham, I know Birmingham.
Yeah, because you're not from too far away from there. You're
yeah,
in the Cotswolds.
I'm near-ish, yeah, so that's near there. So I know that. I've been to Staffordshire,
yeah. Where in Staffordshire? Because again, not too far away from me.
Could not tell you, mate.
Okay, but was this for some kind of band camp?
Of course it was a band thing.
It normally is with you.
I've been to Wolverhampton.
Okay, stop the north.
To see Sarah Millican. That's north to me.
It's not really.
I've been
though,
to Yorkshire.
Okay, that's very north. Now you're getting
it's
there.
Whitby.
Whitby, possibly.
Is that what it's called?
And you've also been to Scotland, which you so you've kind
oh,
of missed them north out, haven't you?
Yeah.
But where I am, it's not even that north. There, from Stockport, near Manchester. Not too far from me.
Yeah.
I was up that way the other day, actually. I had to do that. Yeah, I mean, this is going nowhere, but it was heartbreaking for me that I had to go right from London to Manchester in a day and back, which means that I go through Stoke-on-Trent on the train, stop there even, and I can't get off.
Was your mum by the train, like the railway children, waving a hanky? Like,
she wasn't that fussed. I mean, I think she phoned me a few days later and was like, what day is it you go into Manchester? I said, I've been 3 days ago, yeah.
What are you doing in Manchester? Working?
I was working, yeah. I went to Coronation Street.
Shut up, did you?
Yes,
that's
I
really
did.
Cool.
Not really, I mean. It was, do you know what? I thought, oh God, do we have to? And then I got there and actually it was all right. It was like, oh God, okay. But you know me, I don't really do pictures, so no one believes me I went. Because, of course, if you were to go, you would definitely have a picture, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I mean, we're not even friends on Facebook.
Are we not?
No.
Oh, we can sort that out now if you want.
I don't know if I want to.
No? Okay, well, that's fine.
I feel like that's a big step.
What do you mean? We could be friends on Facebook, can't we?
It's quite a big step, mate.
There's people I've worked with for literally a matter of days who are adding me on Facebook.
But aren't you just going to, like, post really boring things about newsagents and Lucozade?
Well, no.
Look at this next nondescript grey T-shirt I've bought. Oh, look, he's wearing one today, ladies and gents. He's blurring into the background the grey wall of FUBAR HQ again.
I mean, this isn't for the listeners, is it? You're talking about what clothing I wear. It's no good.
They know.
Yes, I do like to wear grey T-shirts with the plain, because that's just the kind of guy I am. Can we say hello to Paul, briefly?
We can say hello to Paul.
Because he's tweeted in, hasn't he?
He has. He tweeted in at FUBAR Radio, and he actually said, evening, guys, any chance of an update on Sam's newsagent debt?
Yeah,
this is a big story that you broke a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, and I like that you've put it like that, because I felt that no one else got it. No one else quite realised how much that threw me off for the rest of the week.
I feel like you were getting night sweats about it. Like, it was really affecting you. That basically, what happened is, I'm going to nutshell it, because if I let him tell it, it's going to take freaking ages.
Yeah, and we've got a lot to do today.
So basically, all that happened was, he went to a newsagent and he bought something and he wanted to pay on card. Wasn't this right? And you didn't have enough money on your card. Oh, what was it?
No, he wanted £5 charge for
yeah,
card.
Yeah, that was it.
And I had no change. And all I wanted was a pack of chewing gum or something like that.
It was chewing gum, that was it. And you were like, oh, I haven't got any cash on me. And as a kind, normal human being, he just said, I'll give it to you. You work around the corner, don't you? You're like, yeah, I work here. He's like, I'll just give it to me tomorrow then. And that freaked you out.
Yeah, because remember, I couldn't give it to him tomorrow.
Because you weren't going to be in.
I had to wait until the Friday, and this exchange, this mm-hmm. deal had happened on the Monday. The update is that I since forgot. So I didn't turn up, despite only working around the corner on the Friday. I completely forgot.
You still haven't paid him back?
No, I have now.
Oh,
but
okay.
We're talking like a week and a half later.
Wow.
And do you know what? I walked in and he went, like that, as if to go, oh, now you turn up. Now you're here. And I said, I know.
Did he actually?
He made that kind of laugh and he was like, oh, hey, up. you're back. Yeah, and I bought one lot of chewing gum and said, but obviously I owe you for one. He said, yes, you do. He hadn't forgot.
Of course he hadn't.
I paid the
£1.20. He probably keeps a little notebook of it.
That's it, yeah.
Like, and describes it, man in nondescript grey t-shirt bought gum today. He owes me.
Yeah, it's really short sides and extremely long top. What's that about? And then I've since been in and he now knows me. So oh, I think that's quite nice.
Does he know your name?
No, he doesn't. He just says, okay, my friend, things like that.
My friend.
My friend, my mate. He talks to me about the weather a lot. Mm. He always tells me off now for not shutting the door on my way out.
God, we should get him on the show.
You know, he has a lot to say, this guy. He
sounds
has a lot
like
to say.
It. But there you the weather indoors. There you are, Paul. That's what's going on. His conscience is clear. He feels better about things. He's not sweating anymore. At least, well, at least not from the debt. He's sweating because it's always boiling in FUBAR
HQ. Yes, it is, isn't it?
But that's really okay. Warm. That's okay.
Well, it's not okay, though, really, is it? We don't. You were saying just before we started, and it is very true, it's never just an okay temperature in here.
Mm.
It can't just be normal.
But that just makes us, you know, loosen up and go a bit crazy when it gets all hot. I get all delirious.
Again, that's not a good thing, is it?
Not the best.
No, it's a terrible thing. Terrible.
Especially when we've got so much to get through on the show.
Well, yes, we have got a lot to get through. And I feel like this bit here, we're just doing a bit of admin. We're just clearing things up.
Because we've got the poo story out of the way. We've got the newsagent's debt out of the way. We've both said what's been troubling us.
Which is,
obviously, you know.
Because that's the main reason we are here, remember?
Just therapy.
So the other thing I think we need to kind of go back to, before they always do, you know, before we can kind of step forward with the show, we need to go back, if that's all right.
Okay.
Back 2 weeks when we last did the show, because we couldn't do it last week because, once again, you were unavailable.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I did a play.
Yes, you did. Yeah, I would ask, but I really not interested. So instead, we'll go back 2 weeks. And at the time, this was really big breaking news, right?
Yeah.
There was a new couple about town.
Mm-hmm. That I spotted first.
Yes, you did. Yeah. The big new celebrity couple. Lucy spotted them at the Brits before anybody else. It broke on like this Saturday. The Brits were on the Wednesday. Am I right?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't think to text me about it at the time. I had to wait like everybody else until the Saturday.
I just liked having the secret information.
And then all the tabloids broke the biggest news ever. Cheryl Cole Fernandez Vecini Crow. What is she? No, it's not Crow, is it?
Cheryl Crow
Fernandez Vecini Cole Tweedy is a cougar. Can
right.
I say that?
If you want to.
Okay, good. Right. Well, she is. She's going out with Liam Payne now, right?
Mm-hmm. Together they are.
That's right. And do you remember at the time, like, there was all kinds of weird headlines? Like, literally, you could write anything. I mean, I'm not a journalist, and I don't work for any of the tabloids, and I wasn't writing them, but I was looking at these and going, come on now. Come on.
They were ridiculous.
So we made it into a game, like everything, because that's what we do on the radio. Everything becomes a game. Mm-hmm. And that game was, is this a real headline about Cheryl and Liam, or is it something I fabricated in my brain? And I promised at that time that we'd try and do this for quite a while, because they're the kind of things that the tabloids are going to keep talking about.
Liam's not going anywhere.
No, I like that, because I haven't seen anyone else call them Liam yet.
No, that's us. Copyright, Lucy and Sam.
How are you spelling it?
Well, I spelled it down on my piece of paper that I have right here. Wrong, I think. So I spell it S-H-L-I-A-M. Well, so like, Liam.
No, but she's...
Which is
Carol,
completely
isn't
wrong, because
she?
She's Cheryl with
the
C-H.
C, yeah.
But
anyway.
If I write that, it'll sound like Cleam.
Yeah, well, we can't do that.
It's Liam.
All right, okay. You ready to play the Shilliam game one more time?
I'm ready.
Because there's still loads of headlines out there. So I've got some real ones and some ones I've just made up. So we'll play some One Direction just in the background.
Oh, God. I was just wondering what that was.
No, I'm not going to actually play the record, obviously.
Oh, good, okay,
but we just,
thanks.
You know, we'll have that bubble in the background. The best song ever. Aptly named. Well done, boys. Right. First headline. Is this real? Or is this just
okay,
made
I'll keep score.
Up? The
I'll
six
keep
of them,
score.
By the way. Because I like to go for nice whole round numbers. first one. Cheryl Fernandez Vecini loves Liam Payne for his soul and not his face.
Ooh. I'm going to go with real. That sounds like the kind of nonsense they'd say. Yes!
Well done. Yes, it is real.
Thank you. 1 point.
Okay.
Come on, Shliam, let's do this.
Next one. Now, I like this. The way this is written is brilliant. This is proper tabloid. No pain, no gain. Liam and Cheryl hit the gym.
Oh.
Obviously, Payne spelt P-A-Y-N-E, as is Liam's name.
I think that's the kind of nonsense you'd write, so I'm going to go with false.
Damn
yes!
it. Yes. Although...
I know you too well.
If I worked at the Daily Mail, I would be doing everything in my power to get those two in the gym just so I can write
that headline.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things you could do. You know, like, no pain, no game, Liam spotted in the park with a...
A&E.
Yes, perfect. Can you think of any others?
Pain.
No, does not. No,
let's
it.
Carry on with
let's
the game.
Carry on. Number three, Liam. Oh, hang on. See, I should read them for.
I was going to say, yeah. Sam struggles with the old reading thing.
No, it's because I like
to. He can do the talking good, but he's not so good at the reading.
No, I'm awful. I'm that person in class that never wants to read. Liam Payne and Cheryl hold hands on second date.
Ooh.
Quite a boring one, that.
That's a boring one, but yeah. Surely they've been on more than 2 dates. How would they know it's 2 dates? But then would you make that clear? I'm going to go with true.
Is
yes!
Correct.
Three for three. I'm channeling Schliam.
I'm worrying that these aren't hard enough. And also, there's 7, not 6.
Hey, maybe I'm just really talented.
No, definitely not. I mean, you can't really be talented at this game. Or you read way too much of the tabloids.
Potential.
Okay, number 4. Liam and Cheryl plan first summer holiday as a couple.
Oh, I don't know. That's so hard. This is the first one I'm not sure about. Oh, Liam and Cheryl plan first summer holiday. Let's go with true.
Yeah, that's what I made that all. I'm just fantasizing.
That's really hard. Okay, so that means I'm on 3 out of 4. 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4. Yeah, that's not too bad. But
that's okay.
I was just thinking though. Imagine that holiday.
What? How awesome their holiday.
No, I'm thinking Ibiza for them to bear, don't you think?
It would be amazing. Yeah.
And they got all the friends. Harry would be there.
They just get a massive deluxe villa. Get all their mates out there. Oh, it'd be so much fun. All the girls from Girls Aloud.
I think he's got the best job. He's sorted himself right out there, hasn't he?
What, Liam?
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Sounds like the best gig ever.
Pretty much landed on his feet.
Hang on, I need to get the music back. What's happened? Oh.
Has it run out?
No, I've got it here.
Clearly not the best song ever. Oh, not again.
Yes. Ah. It's here. It's back.
Right, come on then.
3 for 4. Moving on to number 5 then. Liam Payne wishes his favourite woman, Cheryl, a happy International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is taken from a while ago, or is it?
Taken from the 8th of March, I'm guessing. I'm going to go with true.
Is correct.
Yes!
4 for 5.
Come on, that's okay. Pretty good.
Liam Payne's massive new tattoo revealed, but does it include a reference to Cheryl Cole?
Oh, that's really hard.
Sorry, Fernandez of Senior says, I've just assumed.
Tattoo. I think you've made that up.
Is incorrect.
Oh, no!
Yep, that was a real headline, because he has got new ink.
Has he?
New tats, but apparently...
Have you seen it, or is it covered up?
No, I think you can see it. It's out there on the internet, but of course it doesn't include anything to do with Cheryl. They just put it in there.
That would be stupid if it did. Well, like already, Bieber and what's her face.
I know.
On his arm.
They just put that there so it made me click on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, what are we?
Four out of six.
Okay, the final one.
Oh, there's 7.
There's 7, yeah, I told you that.
He's such an idiot.
This is a good one, this. You ready? Liam Payne spotted wearing Cheryl Cole print t-shirt he bought in Top Man.
False.
Oh, come on. False. No, but those t-shirts exist. Yeah, it's false. But I thought...
Because that's the kind of thing you'd buy.
Oh, come on. That's not... I've never once bought one.
And have you ever owned or do you own a single t-shirt that has like the women on it that you see people wearing around? Those bright white t-shirts from Topshop and stuff, Top Man, with a woman on it looking all attractive.
I've not done any of that ever.
You never had one of them?
No, my friend Rob, I'm going to shout him out, he had a Rihanna one.
Oh, did
he? He used to get a lot.
Bless him.
He used to wear that all the time at sixth form.
Really?
There you are, shout out Rob. Did you enjoy that, Luce? It'll be back again. The Schliam game.
The Daily Mail.
No, that's a different game.
That's a different
game.
Oh, I'm not. I wasn't even listening to you. Schliam.
The Schliam game. We're going to do that.
Schliam game.
Okay. Good. Do you want to hear some like proper good summer music now?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you mean you think so? Get pumped.
Well, because I was about to be like, yeah, I really want to hear some proper good music. And then I was like, oh, but it might be bad because you've chosen
right,
it.
This is like the best pop song I've heard for a long time. Just straight up pop. Have you heard of Nick Jonas? Right.
Yeah.
He's got a brother. Well, he's got 2 brothers.
Yes.
He's got one called Joe.
Yep.
And this is a new band, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're called Dance without the A.
Dunce.
Dunce. Or D-N-C-E.
They're called Dunce. Like Dunce.
No, D-N-C-E. There's no U. Don't dunce them.
Yeah, but why would you assume it's an A?
Well, that's a good point, actually.
Why would you not assume it's a U?
No, no, because you get press releases and stuff that say it's Dance. It's Dunce, pronounced Dance.
See, I hear Dunce and I hear Dunce. And already that's made me against this song.
They're called dance. But the reason they put the A in there, because if I start Googling dance, obviously I'm going to get some and obviously I'd enjoy that, but that's no good for them, is it? It's no good for Joe Jonas and his band.
Right, well, I'm calling them dance from
right,
now
are you
on.
Ready for like this proper good pop music?
Okay, I'm excited.
It's called Cake by the Ocean. Right, don't be put off by the title because I know it's rubbish. But I'll give this a go. DNCE, Cake by the Ocean. Sam Lucy with you on Fubar Radio.
The masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. Living dangerously.
CE and Kate by the Ocean. Do you kiss your mother in that mouth, Joe Jonas? Filthy!
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Right, talking of filth, Luce, more poo chat, shall we?
Yeah, let's continue the poo chat.
I wasn't expecting that many swears by Joe Jonas.
That was a lot of swears.
It was too much,
wasn't
it?
I'm sorry about all the swears.
No, I mean, it's fine because we're on FUBAR, but...
We can do what we like, but we try not to have too many swears.
Although you slip up a lot at the time.
I mean, I've slipped up today. I've said the S one twice.
But you know what? I just wasn't expecting from Joe Jonas. He comes from Disney.
I know, right? He should know better.
I know, he was in that...
What would Mickey Mouse say?
Well, I don't know. Does Mickey Mouse have much to do with it nowadays? I feel like he's almost passed on the baton. Hannah Montana runs Disney now.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see him. He doesn't pop up, really, does he?
Well, it's all those... I guess it's all those new kids on Disney and everything.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, all of that lot.
Yeah, he's part of that crowd.
All the children.
Although, have you heard her recent stuff, Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
God, it's all a bit raunchy, isn't it?
Bit much, isn't it? This is what they do now. They go to Disney, and I don't know what happens there, but they all come out and they're effing and blinding.
Yes, talking
they're
about
wearing the little clothes. Oh, Oh, me. I mean, not in our day, Sam.
I know.
Not in our day.
I wonder what happens at that Disney club now. I really do.
I don't think I want to know.
Well, no, don't. Teaching them swear words. And what's the latest song she does, right? Just Selena Gomez.
Mm.
I can't keep my hands to myself. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
Do you know which one? No.
I don't know it. I've heard it.
So why did you say yes? I knew you wouldn't have heard it because it's not really your bag, is it? Selena
it's not
Gomez?
My bag, but I know I've heard the new Selena Gomez song. So right. It's my flatmate's bag.
It's very similar to the one she did before. And I think that was called something like Touching Me. And right. Now this one's called Can't Keep My Hands to Myself.
She's just repeating herself really, isn't she?
And it's all really breathy.
Oh.
She sings like that. Can't keep my hands. Oh no. And then the song breaks down. We'll have to play it because it really like builds. You know when it builds, yeah. And they do one of those drops.
You're going to have to play it now, yeah.
And she goes, can't keep my hands to myself. And then goes, pfft. I mean, I could, but I wouldn't really want to. Like that. It's terrible. Anyone who went to Disney Club?
You should do a Selena Gomez cover band.
Me? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about
Samina
that.
Samina Gomez.
Samina Gomez. Well, I'll give it a go next week.
Yes,
Samina
please.
Gomez will happen.
I'll bring a wig.
I mean, we could do it now, but do you know what? I just don't fancy it. Not tonight, no.
Too tired for all that singing and shaking.
But we'll do it at the top of next week's show.
I promise. To that.
Providing we're here. Which, I don't know if we are we?
Well,
you're going away again.
I'm going on holiday. But you're going to be here, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't really like doing it without you.
I know you don't like doing it without me, but I've got to go to Sweden and play.
You don't have to.
And play with Huskies for a week.
That's a bit like Selena Gomez saying, I need to touch you. I mean, when she says, oh no, it's nothing like, is it?
No, not at all,
no.
Everyone needs a pack of Huskies in their life, and I'm going to have it.
I feel like that's a Christmas time thing though, isn't it? Huskies.
Huskies?
Yeah.
Well, snow and everything, but it's cold in North Sweden now.
Is it?
I have to bring thermals.
Should we do Sweden chat now? Because we have got to talk about this.
Okay, sure. Shoot.
Right, okay, go on then. We'll save poo chat for a bit later.
Okay, because there is more poo chat.
Because I do what, you know, what I want to do.
I think my poo story is worse than the first one.
Okay. Oh, God, no, I think do that now then. It makes sense to talk about your holiday just before you go.
Yeah, I'll tell you about my holiday later because it's going to be incredible.
Okay, perfect.
But basically the poo... Right, so
now it's time to embarrass
Lucy. I wasn't going to tell you this on air.
Why?
Because it's even more embarrassing than the last poo story that I just told you.
And that was terrible.
And now I truly am going to be poo Sienna Gray after this.
Okay.
Basically, I was at a house party.
Okay, no, that's good.
And this is all to do, you know, and it was a really cool one. Like, it wasn't my kind of like, oh, put on a bit of cheesy music, you know, mob music and 80s and just crack open a bottle of wine, kind of just messing about. No. Full blown, like, the kind of place, like, it's a very bright thing. They have, like, tie-dye things hanging off the walls and everything. And they have music that you can't discern when one song stops and the next one starts.
Like,
it's just a continuous flow, and it was, like, low lighting, and, like, people were smoking inside.
Oh, God, it's like a club vibe.
It was so cool.
Right.
And it was teeming with people.
Type of place that I would do.
Yeah.
Be perfect for me, right?
You'd whip out a pristine, nondescript grey T-shirt for that one.
Oh, woo! Yes, I would.
So, I was like, right, it's going to be cool. I'm going to dress up. I'm going to look really nice.
Yeah.
I wore a play suit. You know what a play suit is, yes?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's like a dress with shorts, isn't it?
Yeah, a dress with shorts at
that's
the
all attached.
Exactly. It's all attached. That's the key
like
thing.
Like a romper suit that babies wear.
Exactly. Like right, what okay. Babies wear, but they're shorts. So, it's a long sleeve top and shorts.
Which
attached.
Makes perfect sense for early March.
Yeah. You know what I'm like? I always dress for
that's
summer.
Right.
I'm wearing a summer dress right
you
now,
are?
For goodness sake.
Yeah. But then it is warm in here.
Boiling.
So.
So I went to this party and I was like, I'm going to be so cool. I'm going to chat to all these cool people.
Okay.
I'm going to be amazing. Everything was going swimmingly. And then two, I'm not going to call them exes because they were, well, kind of, basically they are exes.
Okay.
Were there.
We know what you're saying.
And I did go out with them, but not for years and years sort of exes.
Yes, we get it.
Just for 6 months or so.
Yeah, an eye or whatever.
No,
sorry, I thought that's what you were getting at.
This is what I'm clarifying.
It was
two guys I'd seen for quite
yes,
a while.
Yes, okay, that's why did you say that to start with?
I don't know.
Sorry.
I'm nervous about the poo part.
Let's get to that.
So, they were there and they didn't know each
but
other.
But if you've seen these guys, surely, I mean, how long were you with them? 4 or 5 months?
Yeah.
Each? Okay, so you've got to the point where you can poo in front of these guys.
Right, they're... Just wait, okay?
Okay.
So they were there, and they didn't know each other. They're not friends.
Do they know about each other? Do they
know?
No.
And they made friends. They were like, Lucy, you should meet so-and-so. Oh, Lucy, you should meet so-and-so. Because one of them I'd only been out with for like a month or something. So he didn't know like all my past relationships or whatever. And I was like, oh, this is a great start to a house party. And so I just started out. I was like, oh, no, yeah, we go back. Da, 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 da. And then I think they both kind of clocked on. But they really got on. So they were hanging out all night.
Good
like,
for them.
I was like, oh, this is awful. I'm going to go to the loo and just like, oh, I'm just going to nip it because I need to get out of this awkward situation.
What? So hang on. You thought to yourself, this is really awkward. I tell you what, I'll force a poo out.
No, I didn't. Okay, so I went to the toilet and obviously getting out, if I need to go for a wee.
Yes.
I have to take my entire outfit off. So I'm sitting there in basically just a pants and bra.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because it's a play suit. You have to
take
the whole thing
off. Well, hopefully you would then drop your pants as well.
And then the pants come off.
That would be quite messy.
So I was taking my play suit off and I looked in the toilet. Lo and behold, what's there? A poo.
Okay. Which wasn't there.
Which was not my poo.
It was there when you arrived, okay?
Pre-existing poo.
Did you try and flush it away?
Of course I did, Sam. Okay. What do you take me for? Wouldn't go. I understand why someone had abandoned that and left it there. It was not going anywhere. So I tried a couple of times, didn't work, and I was like, oh, right, well, I'm just going to have a wee. Had a wee. This is the bad part.
Okay.
The guy, I hadn't locked the door properly. I thought I had.
Oh, good God.
Because this is a really dodgy house. Like, it's not like...
It's a student house.
It's a student house.
Yeah, because you're still a student.
So, like, the locks basically...
You're refusing to grow up.
Basically.
Yeah.
So the locks don't work. And this was a younger person's birthday as well. And the lock clearly hadn't worked properly. Walked straight in. One of the guys, with the other guy right behind him, I'm sitting there in just my bra. That's all embarrassing enough. He quickly closes the door. And I'm like, oh, well, that was embarrassing. Get my clothes back on. Wash my hands. Go outside. He then goes into the toilet. And I'm like, oh, God, the poo's still there.
Oh, good God.
The poo's still there. And I was like, again, I'm just going to have to leave this and carry on partying. I went off and hung out with different people. I saw these two exes, we're calling them, talking to each other.
Oh.
And all I heard them say was, as they came out into the outside area, was massive poo. And then they saw me and stopped talking.
Oh.
And that was the end of that.
So did you hear them say Pussiana Grey?
I didn't hear them say Pussiana Grey. But they did say massive poo about me, and I feel like it's not a massive leap to then go from Lucy to Pussy.
Right, as you've been telling that story,
yeah,
and it was terribly embarrassing, I've been frantically Googling, because earlier today I saw something in the news.
Yeah.
And I genuinely thought to myself, I wonder if this is, we can talk about this. But now I'm wondering if this new story actually involves you. Right, I'll read you the headline.
Oh, God, I'm getting a rep.
A woman can't flush poo down the toilet on first date and hides it in her purse. And I mean, that's not quite what you described, but that sounds like the sort of thing that would now happen to you.
I know the story you're talking about.
Right, it reads, as far as nightmare situations go, this probably is up there with the worst of all time. Seriously, it's one of those that's written all cleverly.
Shall I tell you what happened?
Have you read the whole thing?
I've read the whole thing.
Because it involves you. And of course you were there. This was you.
Because this was me. It was not me. Can I just clarify that this story, because it's massive at the moment, was not me. It's basically, it's a woman on a first date. She's told everyone on Twitter. It's all over Twitter. She's got thousands and thousands of retweets. Basically, guy from the greengrocers, you'll love that, local greengrocers.
Yeah, I like people putting money into local businesses.
Exactly. Asked her out on a date. She went. She went to the loo. She was at his flat. Went to the loo, had a poo, and it wouldn't go.
Why is she doing it there? Why is she...
Well, sometimes you can't help it.
Honestly, I'd rather sit there farting all night. You know when you like belly rumbles?
Yeah,
when it's like, oh, I need to come out, Sam, but I know you're not letting me.
But what if it's got to come out?
It just... I won't do it.
Sometimes it has to come out, Sam.
I never do it. Have you ever been in a situation where you need it that much? I understand with a wee.
Yeah.
If you hold it... It will come out. Whereas a poo, I think you can... And I hate talking about this, but we're doing it now. 48 minutes in, that's all we've talked about. A poo, I think, goes away.
Well,
you can
normally,
hold on for days.
Yes, 95% of poos, sure. But every now and again, there's the one that just won't quit.
But you've had two in a week, and it sounds like it's three.
I had one.
Oh, of course, yes.
Because I didn't poo in the second one. It was someone else's poo.
Right.
Mistaken poo identity, that was. Can we just clarify?
Right, okay.
That was not my poo. And if they're listening, that was not my poo.
Although most of Brighton now thinks it is.
Yes, they do. But this girl, basically, she tweeted, she was on this date, she went into his bathroom, she's like, oh God, I need to poo. I really don't want to do it, but I'm going to have to just do it. Did the poo, lo and behold, it wouldn't flush. wouldn't go anywhere. She kept trying, and there was a little bit left. She'd, most of it had gone down, but there was a little bit left. And she, in a moment of madness, I can only assume, thought, I can't leave it there, I can't leave it there. And she said in her tweet, I had a moment of clarity where I knew what to do. She got a load of tissue, got the nugget, if you will, wrapped it up in the tissue, and put it in her, and not, didn't put it back in the toilet, didn't put it in the bin, she put it in her handbag. Went back out, sat on the settee with him, and he started being like, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen, da da da. And she's apparently in her head just going, I've got a poo in my bag, I've got a poo in my bag. She texted her sister and said, there's a poo in my bag, what do I do? And her sister goes, oh my God, get it out, get it out. She's like, I'm sitting with him. She's like, do anything but have a poo in your bag. There's literally anything you can do.
Do we know how that date finished?
She got away with it.
Did you end up seeing the guy again?
Yes, I did.
You did, okay. Right, I could probably say now that really is the last of the poo chat. We're going to try and do like serious radio presenting everything now. Next, I think we'll do a film idea, if that's all right, Luce.
Sounds good.
And it's a good one today. Ooh. We'll do this first. Gorgon City. God, something terrible has just happened. That was Gorgon City. All Four Worlds featuring Volts. Luciana Gray has just... Oh, no! Are we okay?
We're okay,
right. I think open it again, just to be safe, just to be 100% sure. So what's happened there, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have door problems here at FUBAR HQ, where we have a double door situation, but just to kind of lock us into the studio to make sure it's nice and airtight and nobody can shout over us from next door whilst we do the radio. But one of the doors has a faulty handle. And you may have experienced this at home, you know, it happens. You'd expect it, you know, like at your mum and dad's house, but not in a radio studio. And what happens is, if you pull the door hard enough, the door handle will come clean off in your hand. Which, I mean, it's not too much of a problem in the middle of the day when producer Nat is sitting the other side of the glass. Becomes a massive problem at 7 minutes to 9 when me and Lucy are the only people in this postcode.
Yeah, we're the only people in within like a 10-minute radius, I'd say, walking. Just us in the middle of nowhere. Me, locked in a room with Sam overnight that one can only describe as sweltering.
I know.
I mean, luckily you just got us each a glass of water. That would have had to last us the night.
I'm very glad. I did panic then. Seriously,
I was terrified.
I think you even heard it, didn't you? There was a bit of there was a slam, wasn't there?
There was a clang.
A moment where Gorgon City stopped, and I thought, oh my God.
This is it. What are we doing for the next 12 hours.
Oh God.
No, I think we're safe. I think we're just about okay.
Thank God for that.
If not, if you are listening, send help, please.
No, I think we're sorted though, aren't we?
We're sorted now, but if it happens again, at least there are, you know, lots of people listening that can, you know, come send us provisions.
Paul Clark, please.
Send us a Domino's.
No, don't send us a Domino's.
Someone could just let us out, couldn't they?
I think I've got to be at work. It should be like 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
In my head, I was thinking we'd have to like get a pulley, like a dumb waiter pulley system out the window to get a Domino's in.
No, we would definitely get out somehow. There is no way I'd want to be here overnight. No offence. Anyway.
Lots taken.
Right, are you ready to be like give me loads of nice and constructive criticism to build upon this idea with me?
Yeah.
Also, you know this film guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, how well do you know him? I mean, obviously, there's been the poo incident.
Well, I mean, pre-poo incident, got on like a house on fire.
Have you spoke to him since?
And no, I said but I've got his email address.
Okay, right. Can you email him this idea?
Okay, I'll take notes.
Okay, good, because I've got another idea. I've got a film idea. I've got a film idea. Sam's film idea, Sam's film idea, Sam's film idea, film idea, Sam's film ideas. I've got an idea. I don't think that worked quite as well as I've done previously.
I always enjoy that a lot, mainly because it does sound like you're saying, Phil, my dear.
Give it another go, because I think I nailed it much better a couple of weeks ago.
Go on then, make the bed a little louder. Let's really go for this.
I've got a Phil, my dear. I've got a Phil, my dear. Phil, my dear, 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 Phil, my dear. I did. There we go. Anyway, let's get on with it, I think. This is the time... Well, I do this kind of like once every couple of weeks. Basically, once another blockbuster movie just lands in my brain.
Just, you wake up, boom, it's there, ready, multi-million dollar idea.
And do you know what? They always say it's not what you know, it's who you know, right? Mm-hmm. And I've seen some Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler films, yeah. And I'm a big fan of their work. But come on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, some of them are god-awful.
Exactly. I just think if this had landed in Will Ferrell's head, mm-hmm. or indeed Adam Sandler's, mm-hmm. this would be... 10 mil at the box office.
Okay, so we're talking comedy this week.
We always talk comedy.
Well, last time it was rom-com, more rom than com.
Yeah, no, this one's rom-com.
Okay, of course, it's your favourite genre.
I don't have Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell playing the lead.
Okay.
This time it's Ryan Reynolds, okay?
Nice.
Okay, so I'll set it up. What I like to do is kind of start... I like to pitch it as if you're actually watching the film. I don't go in with the crux. I set it up nicely, as it would at the start of the film. Lucy, you can help me with it along.
Yeah.
You've got to,
I steer you through the film.
Definitely. Cut my. So here it is. This is what I've wrote down. This is, again, a rom-com. And this time it's Ryan Reynolds who plays the lead. He's very hot at the moment, isn't he?
Because last time we had Ryan Gosling, I think.
Yeah, you know,
our way through the Ryans.
Yes, and the pretty male faces.
Yes.
Which you'll know I love. So he plays the lead, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got that classic thing. He's got a job that he loves, but it's all getting a bit stressful. And he's got a boss that's always on his case.
So it's quite a cool job, like designer or...
I imagine a bit more businessy than that.
Okay, so like a really good advertising job. So it's like fun and creative, and you can make it kind of interesting, but he's still making a ridiculous amount of money.
And I think this normally happens in films is he is going up to be a partner in the firm.
Okay.
This happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So he's pitching against another guy who's probably played by some idiot that nobody likes.
Yeah. A bit of a slime ball.
Yes, exactly, a slime ball. And they're both trying to get to become a partner in this advertising agency.
Or British. Because when they're British in a film, they're automatically the baddie.
Oh, come on, don't do that.
That is how it works in American rom-coms.
Okay, so it's played by a British guy.
Yeah.
Name someone.
Richard
Cumberbatch.
E. Grant.
Right. Richard E.
That was really...
It's Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch and Richard E. Grant. They were interesting choices.
Can I go
Tom Hiddleston?
No, I like Cumberbatch.
Okay, Cumberbatch.
Okay, good.
Me too.
This is my film, for God's sake.
All right. I'm steering you.
So you've got Ryan Reynolds, right? Really having to work hard at his job. And Benedict Cumberbatch, I think he's probably going out with, like, the boss's daughter. and them two were going head to head. Cumberbatch doesn't really work hard,
gotcha.
But then Ryan Reynolds works really hard, and what's happening is it's compromising Ryan Reynolds' relationship,
mm-hmm.
and he just so happens to be going out with a character played by Rachel McAdams.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounding good to me.
Okay, perfect. Now, McAdams, she does often play nice ladies, doesn't she? Think of The Notebook.
Yeah,
really nice.
She does often get the girl next door thing.
But
although she was recently fantastic in Spotlight.
And what was she in that?
Journalist.
A journalist, okay. That would make sense, Spotlight. But was she mean at all?
Nope.
Okay, because Mean Girls, she's mean.
She is mean. The meanest.
She is the meanest.
Of all Mean Girls.
And in this film idea, which I'm yet to name, in Sam's film, she is going to be mean.
Oh.
Yeah. Because although Ryan Reynolds thinks the world of her, she is kind of a bit of a player.
Okay.
And obviously him being at work all the time causes issues.
Mm-hmm.
So while he's away working hard, she's like growing apart. And Ryan Reynolds' mum, played by Judi Dench, is on his case. Like Ryan.
Okay. Judi Dench doing an American accent, is she?
Oh, I don't know. Who else could do it then?
I don't know. Helen Mirren.
I think she's British as well.
She is. Yeah. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
That's
perfect.
What I meant. That's what I meant. I was getting
yes.
mixed up.
I was thinking, who is that one? Mamma
Mia. What's her name?
What's her name? Right. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. I apologise. Meryl Streep and Helen Mirren.
I know they're both listening.
Definitely.
So they're on, because Helen Mirren plays the aunt, and then like, oh, Ryan Reynolds' character, because we won't call him Ryan. Marcus. This Rachel McAdams character, she's no good for you. I can see that she's, you know, playing the field. And he's like, no. The badness in our relationship, the relationship is on the rocks because I work too hard, but my boss is on my case. And
right.
I'm like, no, she's just a straight-up idiot. And as he gets more involved in work and he's less at home and she's going out partying more, you know, she's one of those that goes to the gym. She's wearing, like, a tight tops, always working out, asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
You know the time I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, right. And then she bumps into Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Of course she does.
Yes.
Any film with Dwayne in, I'm on board.
Okay, so Dwayne Johnson, The Rock meets her at the gym.
I love that you call him Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, not Dwayne The Rock Johnson, everyone else in the world.
Johnson, The Rock. Why? I thought that's what he liked to go by.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So the inevitable happens. Ryan Reynolds gets home from a long day at work.
Oh, does he catch them?
He catches them in the act.
He catches The Rock.
I don't know, because it's my film and I like my films to be, you know, 12A. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can actually see much action, but I'm thinking like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, in the closet, a la like R. Kelly style.
Gotcha.
You know that song about I'm in the closet?
Yeah.
Is that him? I don't know. Anyway, so Ryan Reynolds is like, oh God, well, Rachel McAdams' character, I'm going to have to get rid of you.
Okay.
Because obviously you've done something awful. My mum's on my back. I don't think it's right.
I can't put up with your mean girl nonsense anymore.
And he loves her to pieces, but he obviously knows that maybe she's not the one.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's time that he actually concentrate on himself for a bit. He wants to get to become a partner in the firm.
Yeah,
because,
then what?
Why are you moving me on?
Oh, come on!
I have to drag it out because remember you need detail.
I don't know, but
do you think this guy, right, this guy at Universal is just going to want an idea?
He wants it to be padded out. Okay,
so
he's chucked her.
He's chucked her. She goes off, and actually we don't see very much of her for the rest of the film. I'm sure she'll come on back at the end for some kind of comedy scene. But as far as
with The Rock.
Yeah, of course, he's there. There's some, you know, they do their own thing. In fact, I bet she comes back and starts begging Ryan Reynolds to come back with her.
Okay.
Doesn't happen, right? Because the story then takes a huge twist. I mean, eventually, we've still got a bit more padding to do first. So the padding is, he then, because he's working so much, struggles to find a girl. And we get Meryl Streep like, when are you going to get another girl? Because it's like 6 months on. We'll do that thing where it says, 6 months later. Because obviously we can't sit around for 6 months waiting for Ryan Reynolds to finally fall back in love.
Mm-hmm.
And he's travelling more with work, you know, he's just never getting to a bar meeting girls. When he is in a bar, it's in some different part of America and he's not really comfortable constantly just going out on his own. He needs a wingman. He's a bit like myself. I see myself in him. Just can't talk to anybody.
You see yourself in Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can you see it?
I'm separated at birth.
Thank you. So, you know, he can't pick up girls. But the one person that he has a lot of chats with, if you like,
right.
he has a lot to do with,
right.
is the lady that does the sat-nav in his car.
Oh, my God.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
So he has this kind
of... Is this going to be like her?
What's that?
The film where he develops a relationship with, like, a computer.
Oh, God, this has not been done, has it? No, this takes a different twist.
Okay, carry on. I'll tell you if it's like her.
Okay, right. So what?
Oh, that's really funny.
I don't think it's quite like that because it's different. So Ryan Reynolds has got this weird thing going on where he just loves the voice that speaks to him when he goes all around America for his job, and he's like, oh God, I need to meet this woman, I need to meet her. And then one night when he gets dragged out by his mate Jonah Hill, they go to a pub. He hears the voice. He hears the voice that belongs to his sat-nav.
Okay.
So you see what I mean? It's a slight
twist. I see what you're saying. Yep.
And he's like, oh my God, like that's her. That's this girl that I've fallen for based upon voice. And he's like, Jonah, or Jonah Hill's character, probably called like Graham. Because have you noticed this? Americans can't say Graham. Grim. They say Graham.
Grim.
Grim. Anyway, check out The Holiday. Cameron Diaz trying to say Graham is hilarious. So Graham drags him out, Jonah Hill drags out Ryan Reynolds, and it's like, right, let's go to the pub. They get there, he hears his voice, he's got to speak to this girl. Lo and behold, he speaks to her, she's like, obviously, then he can't really tell that story, can he, though, of like, I've fallen in love with you because of your voice. But he has to kind of say, so what do you do? And she's like, oh yeah, I'm a voice actor. And he thinks, okay, that's her. It's definitely her. And then, you know, love happens and hilarity ensues.
Right. I'm with you.
Okay.
I like it.
That's as far as I've got, to be fair.
Issue is the massive film that came out a couple of years ago called Her.
Okay, what's
which
Her?
Which is very similar. It's a it's rom-com, but with a sci-fi element.
Okay.
And I think it's Spike Jones, something like that, wrote and directed it. Basically, Scarlett Johansson plays the voice in this, right? And Joaquin Phoenix falls in love. She's like a Siri thing, basically.
Oh God, so this has been done.
So I mean, yours does sound slightly different. Sure,
yeah, it goes off in a little bit of a different tangent, doesn't it?
It's definitely been done. And Her like got a lot of critical acclaim and stuff.
Yeah, but no, but this isn't a movie that's gonna get critical acclaim,
is
it?
It's gonna get laughs. I think
it's a heartwarming story.
I mean, you wouldn't be stepping on its toes too much, but I feel like you need another plot. You need another comedy plot. Like, you know, last time we had Jonah Hill and Rebel Wilson as the loving best friends who are hilarious.
Well, Jonah Hill's in this one as well. Did you not hear that?
No, I wasn't listening.
You know, a bit like Seth Rogen. Yeah. I'm gonna make sure Jonah Hill is in everything I do.
Every film you pitch me, I want Jonah Hill to be in it.
Are you going to pass that on to your friend that is well, he's not a friend. Can I have that email address? Maybe that's the easiest way to do it.
Tell you what, Kyle the middleman, I'll give you the email address. Don't say you got it from me. Yeah. Don't mention me.
If you
don't associate me with it at all, in fact.
Well, I think that's for the best, isn't it, after what happened?
But you can send in what you like.
Compared to the other films out there, where do you think this would rate? Like, if you were a Rotten Tomato now,
yep.
Which is that, or you were Mark Kermode,
yep.
Or you were working for Empire Magazine,
yep.
Where would you rate this?
I would put this bottom to middle at around 35%.
You joking? Yeah, but that's because it's not your kind of film. Imagine this on Netflix.
I watched a rom-com today. I watch rom-coms every week.
You've had time to watch the film today?
Yeah.
You kidding me? Well, I've been here planning the show. You've been watching rom-coms. Don't forget it. You're going to like this one, by the way.
All right.
New music from Craig David and Blonde.
Started out being friends. I had my girl and you had him. Would have known where it had been.
Cause I'm holding you tight in the middle of the night after we just finished up making.
We both waited, weathered the storm. Could have cheated, but knew that'd be wrong. Even though close.
Had to get you out of my mind, and then I'm doing time. If I slip, you committed a crime.
More than just a feeling, this is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture. This right here is called real love. And nothing really matters, long as there's you and me, there's us. And I ain't letting you go, no. I ain't found nothing like this. Cause girl, you're the truth. All alone, I was here for you.
Waiting till the time it was right. Give me the green light. I'll show you, girl, what you've been missing.
More than just
just a feeling. This is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture. This right here is called real love. And nothing really matters as long as there's you and me. There's us and I. When I'm with you, oh baby, yeah. Life can be so unpredictable sometimes. Gotta be ready to read between the lines too. You feel me? More than just a feeling, this is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture. This right here is called real love. And nothing really matters as long as there's you and me. There's a smile.
Craig David and the Bristol Boys Blonde. Luciana Gray, a one-word review, please.
Jiggly.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Okay. That time of a Wednesday evening again. Me and Lucy buzzing in the studio, right?
Very excited.
You sure?
Very.
Can I get a whoop?
Whoop, whoop.
Right, something like that.
There's you only got two, mate. You got two.
Thank you very much. There's only two of us in the studio, but very, very excited. Because it is the game that everybody is talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
What's that game, Sam? What's that called?
It's called... Now, that's what I call... What was it? I genuinely forgot.
I mean, bridge, roulette.
Now, that's what I call snap.
Now, that's what I call snap.
Do you know, I tried to explain this game to the guys in the studio earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did not get it. So, as I said earlier, I've been in the FUBAR HQ for hours today.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, well done, because...
Thank you very much.
I only got here about 10 minutes before the show started.
Yeah, I know, that's kind of your...
Fashionably late.
Well, no, it's your normal style, isn't it? You just rock up very late. But I sat Ali Walker down and said, I've got this thing. Mm. Got this thing we do on the show. Thanks for listening, because he didn't know what it was.
Right, brilliant. Thanks, Ali.
But tried to explain it to him. Said, right, got this card game that you can probably do. You can do like a drinking game,
yeah.
But we do it on the show, and it leads to playing a classic record.
Yep.
Okay. And he was like, okay, let's hear it. And he just picked flaws in it. Completely picked flaws in it.
What?
Yeah.
But it's worked every time. I mean, sure, well, we had a dodgy Tears for Fears track a couple of weeks ago.
We did, yes.
But we've also had some bangers come out of it.
No, but what he's done, he's made it foolproof for me. So this has been good. Because now I've taken all picture cards out of the pack.
Sensible.
Right?
Yeah.
Because there was always a bit of ambiguity. What is that the word?
Yeah.
Ambiguity,
yeah.
Thank you. Basically, the picture cards caused confusion, didn't they?
Confusion, just stick with that.
They caused so much confusion, right? But now... I've got new rules. I'll explain it to everyone who hasn't heard this before. I mean, you probably have, let's be honest. But this is... Now, that's what I call...
Snap.
Bridge. That's right. Now, that's what I call bridge, okay? And what happens is Lucy gets handed... Or she picks out four cards from your normal pack of 52 playing
all
cards.
All you need is a standard pack of cards. Take out the picture cards and the jokers, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, play along at home.
Play along, guys. I mean, we won't play the track. We'll play our own track.
Well, this
but, you
is
know,
it.
You can play along.
But I feel like DJs should pick this up, you know, like, you could do this at home and this could pick your playlist. You could make Spotify playlists from this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We could.
Right.
No one will, you could.
We still not explained how it works, but basically, Lucy will pick four cards. Those four cards help us get to a track from a Now That's What I Call Music album. The way that works is, you take two cards, you times the sum of the two numbers on those cards. Remember, it is only number cards. No picture cards in this. We've removed them now.
We've got aces, though, in there.
We have. They represent one.
Yep.
Okay, all the way to 10.
Yep.
Right, two cards. Might be 7 and 8. What is that? I call 56.
Good math.
Now that's what I call 56. We then look at which disc we pick from. If it's a red card, that's disc one. If it's a black card, that's disc two. I think I change the rules every week with that one.
Roughly, but it's
okay,
working. It's working.
And then what we do, the final card represents whether it's going to be a female solo artist, a male solo artist. a feature slash a
duo,
that's right, or finally a band. Yep. Okay, so the way it works, Heart's female solo, am I right?
That's the one,
right?
Yeah.
Diamond for male solo artist.
Yeah.
Then we said clubs for duo slash feat.
Yes.
And what's the other one? Spades.
Spades, that's for a band.
Right, okay, let's get into this. Finally, getting there.
You got there, you made it. Okay. Are you all with us? You all with us?
You're still there, everybody. Right, let's do this. Lucy, take four cards, please.
Okay. Oh, I always have to reach over the table for this. Three, four. I've got four cards.
Okay. Right. What are they, please?
Right, the first two.
The first two.
I've got a 9 and 8.
Okay, the sum of 9 and 8 is...
72. Is it? 72.
Yes, it is. 72.
72. Mental Madman, live radio.
All right, quick. I think we should Google. Now that's what I call 72.
No, that's what I call music, 72.
Okay.
And it's
this
searching.
This is relatively recent. I'd say in the last, what, 5 years?
I was going to say, what number are we on now?
This is it. This is what I've worked out with Ali today. We went just this week. Now that's what I call music 93 has come out, okay?
Okay.
But we're not doing that, we're doing 72, aren't we? So what is on? Now that's what I call...
Okay.
Just a selection, please, if you don't mind.
We've got some Lily Allen, Lady Gaga, Flo Rida, Saturdays, Britney, Akon. Oh my God. Oh, there's loads of great...
Okay.
Take That,
okay.
Tay-Tay, Pink. Oh, I'm quite excited. Right. These are great.
Well, what we need to do is decipher which track we're picking. Which disc we're picking.
Which disc? Disc right. 1 or 2? And
Black is disc 2 and red is disc 1.
Right.
All right, so flip over that third card.
Okay.
What have we got?
Six of clubs, that's a black.
That's a black, okay. Right, disc number 2 then, please.
Disc number 2.
And it's about to get very serious, because this bed that we've got, that nice bed for our Williams, that's run out. So it's time to get serious. Disc 2.
Focusing.
Okay. Is there any good tracks on there? Just, you know, a quick selection.
Greatest Day, Take That.
Oh, it's a biggie.
Love Story, Tay Tay.
Oh,
Human, The Killers.
No, not so
I'm
much.
Yours, Jason Mraz.
It's a big one.
Oh, God, there's loads of... some Kanye's on there.
All right, okay. All right, so just to remind everybody, that final card, what we're trying to do is work out what kind of artist, duo, band this is we're playing. Female solo artist is a Heart. Male solo artist is a Diamond. Duo or slash feat is a club and band is a spade. Turn over that final card, please, Lucy.
It's a spade,
which means
it's a band.
Okay, can we have some bands on that?
Okay, we've got Take That with Greatest Day,
right?
I mean, potential.
Okay.
The Killers,
I'll
Human, which
now.
You didn't like. The Script, Break Even.
Okay.
You got Noisettes, Don't Upset the Rhythm. Okay. Brackets, Go Baby Go.
Okay.
I mean, I do like that song. And you got the Pet Shop Boys with Love, etc.
No, we're not playing that, are we?
Which you're not.
No.
Oh, you got The Prodigy and Omen.
Right, so take your pick then. What are you going with?
I'm going to go with...
Of all those there, and most of them are there, but we're definitely not playing the Pet Shop Boys.
No.
Go on.
I'm going to go with Take That, Greatest Day.
For God's sake.
Just to annoy you more than anything.
Do we have to?
Right. I mean, my choices would be that, the Noisettes, or the Prodigy.
No, it's fine. Here it is. Surprise. I never thought I'd play it, but this is it. Take That. The Greatest Day. Thanks to Luciana Gray on FUBAR.
Today this could be the greatest day of our lives. Before it all.
greatest day of our lives. Today this could be the greatest day of our lives.
Yes, Gary. Take that. And greatest day. And I really enjoyed that between me and you, Luce.
I never thought you and me would play that song on air. But you know what? I had fun.
It was good, wasn't it? Do you know, I thought it would be one of those situations where I had to pull it down. And I was like, do you know what? We're going to play this.
Well, I was singing along, dancing in the studio. I was doing a bit of ballet.
Obviously, normally, never would play that.
No.
We try and be too cool. I mean, we're not claiming we are cool, but we try to be. And obviously, Gary and the four boys, no, three at the time with that record. No, Gary, Howard, Jason, Mark.
Four.
Okay, Gary and his three mates then.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because Robbie, you know, he's probably like doing LA and all that at that time.
Off with the aliens or whatever he does.
Oh, come on, does he?
Ah, low blow.
Why, is he into all that, is it?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think you're just accusing him just because he lives in LA. That must mean...
No, he used to be in that phase where he was really into all that stuff, wasn't he?
Do they all go through that?
I think they like try and apparently, people have said, like Will Smith has said this, they try and like recruit you.
That is so...
And they try and like suck you in.
Will Smith has said this.
Okay, I'm not sure it's Will Smith. It's a massive A-lister like Will Smith.
It says,
who's very in that world, who made a joke. But it's someone funny. Someone, if it's like Jack Black, or it's someone huge.
Okay, okay.
Like that, but I can't remember.
And he's been to these parties where it happens,
right?
They've
been to the parties, right? And they're like, man, seriously.
Do you really believe...
It was Simon Pegg. I remember now, because he was doing Mission Impossible.
Don't believe
with Tom Cruise. This is right. No, I'm right now, because it was Simon Pegg that was saying this, because he spent a lot of time in a car with Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 5 or whatever it was. And yeah, Tom Cruise did sort of like be a bit like, oh, come join them.
So then back in like 2006, when Gary was like, lad, should we get back together? Robbie was like, do you know what? No, I've just taken on this thing. I've just become part
busy.
Of this club.
It's like joining like Zumba or something.
You just can't do anything.
You can't get out of it. Once you start Zumba, you're in for that the 10 it. Courses. Otherwise, you're losing at least £6. So.
But now we have like played Take That There, which I really enjoyed, as I said. But I do think we need to readdress the balance, if that's okay.
Yes.
Obviously, we can't readdress any balance because we are on call. But you've got some mates and we've got some listeners as well, who know their music, right?
They know their stuff. Our fans, they know what they're on about.
Our
I haven't
fans?
Got
fans. Oh, no, I think we call them listeners.
Listeners.
And whether they enjoy it, we don't know.
Well, they tolerate us.
They
I think
do,
that's
they
best
do.
To say. Otherwise, they wouldn't listen. And so this week's listener spot pick of the week, because it's cooler than any choice me and Sam would have made. It's come from another Brightonian.
A Brightonian, I like that.
And his name's Cassidy. Here he is now.
We think we're going to try this. Go on. Right, okay. Can we restart it? It's a bit quiet. Or turn your phone up a little bit, because we're playing stealthily.
It's as full as it can go, mate.
All right, let's give it another go, then.
All right, hang on. Are you ready?
Yeah, well,
so this
I've
is
got
Cassidy
the volume
Hansen.
Right up.
I'm not sure I can put it back to the beginning, you know? We're just going to have to go from there.
And my spotted pick of the week is a band called Whitney. They're pretty new. They're from Chicago. They've got a nice kind of Americana folk sound. My favourite track by them is called No Woman.
The most Brighton sounding man ever. Whitney.
Thank you, Cassidy Hansen. I love
his name's Cassidy
guys.
Hansen.
Cassidy Hansen.
Wow. Okay, I'm expecting big things because he sounds like the biggest hipster ever. It's called No Woman, it's Whitney. It's on Foo Bar Radio.
My breath on the coast. I've been walking on the city train to spend some time on the road.
Absolutely love that. That was Whitney, No Woman, and that was this week's Listener Spotted Pick of the Week. Thank you very much to Brightonian Cassidy Hansen. I remember, if you want to send in yours, just tweet to us at FooBar Radio and let us know the artist and the track you want to hear.
Right, so it's good that loose, wasn't it? Very good.
I loved that.
Now time to do something we haven't done for ages. Oh, 27 minutes past nine on your Wednesday evening. Something big now, okay?
I'm really excited.
Really excited. And you've been bopping along to this music. It's good this, isn't it?
I mean, the bed alone's fantastic.
Okay, but the bed will have to go in a minute.
Okay.
Because we're about to get quite serious. Well, relatively serious. It's never really that serious.
By Sam and Lucy show standards, this is serious for us.
Yeah, it's the thing that I hate doing most, and the thing that my mum, if she knew it was going on, would hate most. But she didn't. It's when I basically, I mean, I'm not supposed to just phone home, but I just always think, who I'm going to phone right now? Who is going to be at the end of the phone when I do this little prank that we do on our show? And I just think it's got to be my mum.
She is amazing. The stuff she comes out with is fantastic.
Well, you should wait for this.
Oh!
I mean, are you easily offended?
No.
Okay, good. But just bear that in mind as we go forward.
Oh, okay, blimey.
Yes. Because I was doing it and I thought, there was a time, there came to a point where I had to abandon doing the waxing lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what we do, we call somebody up, a friend or, I don't know, colleague, and we try to engage with a normal conversation. But then we try to get in song lyrics, don't we?
Exactly. So in the past, for example, I called up a friend of mine and did Shaggy, It Wasn't Me, and told her that I'd been cheating on my boyfriend.
Right.
I called up my boyfriend and did We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
It's very good.
You called up your mum and did Omi Cheerleader.
Yes, which she absolutely went for, didn't she?
Which was my absolute favourite, because she completely went along with it. And my favourite question, you were telling her about this girl you'd met, and she went, she blonde or brunette, Sam?
Yes, she did.
That was my favourite thing.
That's what she wanted to know about a cheerleader, but just blonde or brunette. That's it. But she was made up for me, wasn't she?
She was. She was so excited for you, and I cannot wait for you to do Waxing Lyrical again to your mum. Yes. I'm very excited.
It's about time we brought it back, I think. Like, really, like, we need it back now.
We need it. It's
perfect. It's been too long. Right, we're not going to play the track, I don't think, today, because it's one of those tracks everyone knows it well enough. Because
you all know it, and we don't need to play it again.
No.
Like, it gets plenty of airtime.
Because when we've done it before, we're like, we'll then play Omi Cheerleader. But mm-hmm. I'm almost like, this one, as you say, it's like the most played record of the year. It's huge. It was biggest track of last year, and it only came out in like December. You don't need to hear it again. But because of the nature of the lyrics, we had to do it as a waxing lyrical. I've put it off for weeks, and I wasn't quite sure what to do it to, so I haven't spoken to my mum in days. So I thought, the person to go with is my mum. As I say, waxing lyrical wise, maybe not the most successful. However, Lucy, just keep your ears pricked up towards the end, okay?
Okay.
Right, so some of the lyrics I need to get in, by the way. You know the song, well,
I know the song you're talking about.
Right, okay,
about.
So go on.
If you haven't guessed already, he's talking about Adele, Hello.
Oh, actually, I haven't even said that yet, have I?
Because he hasn't said it. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about Hello. Which, actually, I'm trying to think, I should know all the words to that. But, you know, obviously, she says hello a lot.
She's on the phone.
She's from the other side.
Yes.
She must have called 1,000 times, and so on.
There you are. Let's see how many of those lyrics I can get into a phone call with my mum.
Hello?
Hello, it's me.
Hi, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, are you?
Yeah, I nearly rang earlier, and I couldn't remember if you were working or not.
Do you know, I've tried you a few times. I've tried like 1,000 times today. I've tried. I don't know, it keeps going straight to... I tried the house phone as well.
You must have been really unlucky because I haven't had any missed calls showing up, so it must have been just when I was on the phone to somebody else.
Yeah, like literally 1,000 times.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't. Obviously, it wasn't that, but you know what I mean?
No, but that's really strange because I've been on...
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, can you not hear me?
I'll just go to the other side of the... Right, yeah, I can hear you now.
Well, can hear me?
Well, then there's a line back. I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the news then?
Yeah, because I've been off since 2:30 when I finished work and had my phone with me all the time.
Right.
And I have been on and off it, but, yeah, I didn't have any missed calls.
Yeah, never seems to be home, if you like, when I tried to call the house phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I was maybe out with the dog, or we don't always answer the house phone, but to be fair, it only rung once and we did answer it, and it was full of transfusion. Anyway, was it your day off today?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought it was.
Been at football all afternoon, just prepping for the show, really. Doing the show later on, so...
Yeah, preparing for that. So you've stayed there all afternoon?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Just
because I thought you didn't do a lot of preparation for that one, then.
No, I don't, because I had a day off.
Oh, thanks, Mama.
Oh, right, I thought you would.
Yeah, why not? Anyway,
a day off.
How are you? Just talking about myself.
No, it's all right. Yeah, good. Well, I finished work today for 8 days, so it's still right. Quite nice. Yeah, a bit more relaxed, because in the last 8 days, I've done six.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was only off at the weekend, so it was a bit manic, really.
Good.
Good to have a break.
All right, I'll go.
Okay, right. Say hi to Justin.
It's not that show.
Oh.
Bloody hell.
I don't get to listen hardly ever now.
No,
it's since
fine.
You made it a later time.
Yeah, no, do you know what? It's all right, it's fine.
No, I used to love it when it was 4 till 6, because it was as I was cooking tea and I listened every day.
Yeah, well, it was 4 till 7 at the time, but it's fine. Don't worry. Thanks for listening. Yeah, no, it's cool. Whatever.
I just hardly ever do.
No, it's
right,
fine.
What is it tonight?
It's 8 till 10.
8 till 10 tonight?
Yes.
With?
Luciana Gray, for God's sake.
Right, well, I don't listen. I'm sorry, Sam.
All right.
I'm really sorry, and I won't be able to listen tonight either because I'm out.
Oh, for God's sake. All right, then.
Apologies for being a wicked mother.
No, it's all right. It's fine. I'll see you in a bit.
All right. Then.
Bye.
Yeah,
see you.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Lucy, I'm so sorry.
Right, well, we can forget about the waxing lyrical for a minute. With who? With who?
She genuinely, I tell her all the time. She just literally has no idea. She switches off. She doesn't know what I do.
Have you never told your mother about me?
No, I tell my mum every little thing I do. She does it just go in one ear out the other. Because I think,
God.
And I do get on her back about it, because like I'm trying to defend her now saying that. I have definitely told my mum about you number of times.
Good.
What the problem, and that's why she said, oh, I thought you didn't do that much prep with that one. Because she knows that that's my problem, is I turn up all the time and...
It's because we're busy people, we're busy people.
That's right.
People.
And I say this to her all the time, and loads of things. I mean, it's not just radio that she that goes in one ear, it's out the other. And all these things I have to repeat to her. And I then do think to myself, well, she has these conversations times three. She's got three kids all with different lives telling her what's going on.
This is true.
Maybe
there's
it gets a bit
remember.
Much. Yeah.
And also, I often wonder that. Like, my dad couldn't name a single one of my friends. He couldn't name a single person.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I don't know, like, Sam, is that what? No, that's my sister's friend. Like, oh, I give up. It doesn't matter.
Exactly right.
All right, I'm going to forgive Mama Hut there.
Thank
you. Because she was a hoot and she was fantastic as ever.
Yeah, do you know how many I got there? Were you keeping score?
In my head, I was, and then I stopped for the last couple and I got up to 5.
Because there was a point where we thought, I think most people have thought, well, that's it. He's done now because
done.
It just went. The conversation went elsewhere.
But he snuck a cheeky one in, didn't he?
I got two more in, I think.
I think you got 7.
That's not bad going.
Which is, actually, that's pretty solid, mate.
And considering it was 7 with the biggest track of the year and she didn't realise.
Yeah, she didn't realise, which means you get bonus points for that.
Yeah.
Because my people always realise I'm doing it because I try and go for the high quantity of lyrics rather than subtlety.
That's it. Sometimes I just think, I need to keep this call going and not offend my mum, because she's my mum, whereas you just go straight in, like, all the time, it wasn't me.
Exactly.
Which maybe you should do again, seeing as though, you know, we've had these poo incidents recently.
It wasn't me.
But should we do that next week?
Same song, but about a poo?
Well, does
really?
It work? Well, do you know what we do need to, though? Because after this Adele one, I really have no inspiration about what to do next with Waxing Lyrical.
Well, it's my turn.
Okay.
The baton, you throw that over to me. You did well. You got 7. I have to now beat 7.
Yep.
So next week, I will do Waxing Lyrical, and either I'll think of one, or if you want to tweet in with, if you think there's a song with brilliant song lyrics in it, perfect, send it at FUBAR Radio. Tweet that in, and I'll prepare it for the next show, and I'll call up someone, I don't know, maybe a boss, maybe a teacher, maybe a friend. I don't know who I'll call.
And you're happy to do this?
Ah, why not?
Okay, perfect.
I've already told you all about my poo. Who cares at this point?
Right, 24 minutes 24 minutes of the show left. I was about saying 24 minutes past nine. It's not. It's 36 minutes past nine.
Oh, no.
23 minutes of the show left. We've still got quite a bit to do. I don't know if we'll get it all in. I think next, though, we'll do lad news. Is that right?
Lads.
Perfect. Some new MK and Becky Hill first.
When I look back to before we were together, there was no pressure, no pain, just pleasure. We were young, you took my breath and filled your lungs up. I held my tongue and swept up all your poison. You can hide, act like I need rescue. When you're walking on thin ice, you don't realize.
Featuring Becky Hill, Kel Surprise. That is one of Sam's choices. What a surprise. Just the same thing over and over. Oh, thank God it's over. Thank God for that. I did not like that. Well, listen, something very exciting for me has happened. For Sam, you know, day-to-day thing. Oh, radio, Mr. Radio, I can press all the buttons and know all the things. Nuh-uh, not anymore. For me, I've come in, I've taken over, Sam's gone off, he's left the room, and I've got this to myself. And thankfully, I managed to press the right buttons. No, he's coming back! I thought I had the station to myself. I was going to turn this into an angry feminist show, but I think he's going to come back and take it over. But, well, I don't really know what he's doing. He's just kind of running around. But I'm going to use this as an opportunity to take over the airwaves, okay? I'm going to use this as an opportunity to do something probably, to be honest, totally not feminist. Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to do Lad News. Oh, hello there. Turned up then.
Yeah, you were right there, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm having fun. Pressing all the buttons. I quite enjoy this. So have you turned up for Lad News then?
Yeah, I'm here now. I'm back. I was just desperately trying to find an instrumental of Chelsea Dagger. It turns out we've got one.
Oh, well, you got one? Oh, is this instrumental?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I love this. To be honest, I was listening to this song the other day and I've missed it. I just love it so much.
But, no.
Exactly, just walking down the street doing that. I have got you some Lads News this week.
Okay,
I have.
Perfect. Is it off the top of your head? Because you've got nothing in front of you.
It is off the top of my head. It involves a little clip, which I'm not going to lie to you, because I'm doing all the buttons. I haven't got a clue which button to press.
Okay,
but
it is there.
I'm sure I'll work it out at some point later.
Right, okay. Can you see on the cart wall? Is there this one?
Yeah.
Oh, for God, you really have no idea. Do you? Is it best that we swap?
I've got it. I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it? Okay,
I've seen
right.
It.
So let's get into Lad News.
Right.
Basically, should I explain what it is, or is it for you to explain?
You go ahead, mate.
All right. Because now I'm this side. I kind of need to be the mediator.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're that side, you've got so much to concentrate on.
Yeah, I'm feeling the heat.
Whereas this side is kind of more serious. You just do the talking, you do serious business.
Exactly.
So, what Lad News is because I really don't know how to be a lad, despite my gender and the kind of era I've grown up in this lad culture. I see these guys around, but that's not me. Luciana Gray, though, you've seen these people around as well.
And I see a lot of lads.
You seem to understand it better than me.
Lads. I don't know why I understand it. It's like a weird sixth sense I have, but my sixth sense, instead of like, you know, being able to see dead people or anything, I see lads.
And I don't know if you've heard, guys, but Lad News is huge on the internet.
It's a bit of a deal on the internet.
It is. There's all these websites. Yeah, there is like, what's that one called? Where,
the know, big one.
It's about. It's,
do you want me to say?
I can't. What is it called?
The Lad Bible.
That's it.
I wasn't sure if you were doing a thing then.
No. So basically, what we do, we literally take a story straight from Lad Bible, just like that.
But I actually had a look on just the internet in general.
Okay.
This has just been on the World Wide Web rather than just Lad Bible this time, and I found a bit of Lad News mainly just because it's laddy, but not massively laddy. Mainly because it made me laugh, to be honest with you.
Okay. Right. So are we going to get to the crux of this?
Right. So crux of it is, mate. Here's what it is. Have you ever played those computer internet-y games, like video games and everything, where you have to wear a headpiece and stuff and you talk to people?
Do I look like the type of person who has?
You don't. I have.
Wow, that doesn't surprise
me.
So
you got Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Heroes of New Earth, all of that kind of stuff. Heroes of New Earth, which I actually did play, I think, for about 2 weeks, and then I realised I was wasting my life away.
Of course.
Wasting my life away. But there's one that I didn't realise this. It's probably the only PS3 game or whatever that I actually like to play. And that is FIFA.
It's a good game.
The laddiest of all the lad games.
That's right.
FIFA.
Yeah.
FIFA. Football.
I don't really do any kind of game console, but if I do, I would play FIFA.
Agreed. Completely the same. I'm not really into all that, but FIFA would be my one. So, here's the thing. What I didn't realise you can do with FIFA, apparently, is you can do the whole online internet chatty thing. And you can play people online from around the world.
So you message these guys while you play them at FIFA.
Exactly. And you can talk to them and stuff. And
well, like, type it up or...
Like on the little headset, audio.
Audio, okay.
Yeah. Right. And that's what happens is, did I press?
Don't worry.
All right.
I think we play the clip now. You're desperately trying to find out where the bed is, right?
I was just going to try and find the bed again, because I'm still trying to do the buttons. So basically, what happened was, there was these lads, about our age, so their early 20s, they'd played a game of FIFA, and they'd had this massive tournament with this guy, and they'd been really messing about with it, just like making the guys run around in circles and stuff like that. And normally what happens is, apparently, you get like 10, 11, 12-year-old boys who then call you up and go like, oh my God, what are you doing? Don't be so stupid, da da da. And they had a video message from someone, and they were like, oh, right, okay, this is going to be some little kid, let's record it, this will be funny. No. For the first time ever, it was not like a little 10-year-old boy. They got a phone call after this big tournament, and this is what they heard.
Hey, you got any fucking balls? Instead of fucking coming on thinking you're fucking dead clever because it's half term, you sad little twat. Tell you what, send me your telephone number, I'll give you a ring, we'll meet up, and I will fucking slice you open, you cocky little twat.
What a lad!
What a lad! I thought you were going to bleep it out, Sam!
Why?
I don't know.
Because we can do that on FUBAR.
I know,
but
that is the beauty of FUBAR.
Yeah, I
but
mean, they're not mad words.
What a lad that they were like, oh, it's just going to be another little kid. But this is clearly just some man in his 40s in his basement playing FIFA. Same as all these like 10-year-old boys in their room playing FIFA. That's how angry he was about it. Just from a little FIFA tournament.
Why do it to yourself? This is your spare time. You're not at work. This is your...
And it stresses you out. It's madness.
There's 24 hours in a day, right? By my maths, you do 8 hours at work, about 8 hours sleep. You've only got 8 hours to yourself. Why do anything that is going to make you that angry?
I completely agree. But the brilliant thing is, if you look online, there are videos of them making the little men just run around in circles.
Oh, right.
And they're just making them go back and forth, like messing about and stuff. And he just sends back going, "Oh, you beeping beeps? What are you beeping doing? Pass the beeping ball. Oh, this is ridiculous." I love it. What's a lad?
I couldn't get involved with that. I couldn't. No. Not for me. Not at all.
I can't imagine you being a computer nerdy person.
Definitely not.
Well, you can do all the buttons and everything here.
But this is why I don't fit into that world, this lad world. Like,
it's a fine balance, though, in the whole lad culture thing. Of like, you've got to be a bit nerdy and stuff like that, but not like too nerdy. You've still got to be able to, you know, and do your Sambuca shots and Jaeger bombs and everything, and then go chat up birds or whatever they say. Ugh. Lads.
No, but that's the people you hang around with, isn't it?
Witness.
You've witnessed, okay.
Witness right. On a regular basis.
Do you reckon you'll witness any in Stockholm this weekend?
In Stockholm? Well, I didn't think I'd see it in Amsterdam, but that was lads' mecca, we discovered.
Yeah.
I think Stockholm, maybe that'll be a bit classier.
I think that's their winter meeting point, isn't it? Whilst in the summer, they all...
Summer, it's Malaga.
Yeah,
or...
that's it. They all head to Zante.
What's the one with Kavos?
Kavos,
that's the one.
Yeah. These are all big places for the lads.
Yeah, they go on like the holy tour of all these places.
Although we shouldn't...
A pilgrimage, if you will.
We shouldn't take them in too much, because remember, I have been to Magaluf twice.
And I have been to Malaga, and I'm going again this summer.
You're going to Malaga this year?
Malaga, yeah.
Malaga?
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Nah, that's like classier.
Well, I don't know if it's classier. But what are you getting, a Ryanair flight for about 40 quid?
Yep.
There you go, all right. How long have we got left? 10 minutes of show left. We're not going to get in our Daily Mail game. We need to hear about your holiday next.
We can save that for another time.
All right. You got some music there?
Yeah. What about a bit of Alan Walker?
Perfect.
Here's Alan Walker with Faded.
You were the shadow to my light. Did you feel? Another star, you fade away. Afraid our aim is out of sight. Wanna see us alive. Where are you now?
Alan Walker, who I swear went to my school. The track's called Faded. It's good, that. Exactly what you need as you go to bed on a Wednesday evening.
Yeah, that'll put you to sleep, won't it? God.
What do you mean? Well, come on. It's not that. It's a chilled. It's basically, it's chilled.
That, see, that music isn't chilled to me. Yes, her voice is all like...
It's whispery. It's Selena Gomez-esque.
Yeah, it's Selena-y, but underneath it is...
Yeah, you kind of got that down.
Too much.
Do you think?
Too much for me.
If you were an Alan Walker, right, and you...
If you decided to
get into music, would you consider going showbiz name? Or would you think, no, Alan Walker's strong enough. I've got one of those names that already sounds showbiz.
Well, you and me need to think about this, because we've both got incredibly normal, dull names.
Yeah, I know.
I'm called Lucy Gray, for goodness sake. Yeah. I've jazzed it up by adding the Anna in, but...
Although, yeah, Gray, though... That's quite common, isn't it, Gray?
Gray's incredibly common.
At least my name is less common.
Sam Hutt. It's less common. It's more silly and fun.
But what I would say, it is very plain, isn't it? There's like, if I go Sam Hutt as Sam Hutt, that is literally seven letters.
Yeah, mine's only eight. Lucy Gray.
What always happens with my name, rolls into one. So when I hear people talk about me, and also people speak to me as Sam Hutt, they drop the H and I become Sam Hutt. Sam Hutt.
See, I never do, but I talk properly.
Well, I would say, though, the same way we're considering it, because I've thought I might go as my middle name.
Yeah.
Sam Jordan.
No.
Or Jordan Hutt, just.
Jordan Hutt, Sam Hutt. I mean, it's not a bad name. I don't want to be getting down on you just at the end of the show. I like your name. I like my name.
Yeah, but
come
on.
They're not exciting.
Alan Walker.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, that's perfect. I heard Sienna Miller's got a film, right? So she's doing the rounds at the moment. I saw on TV. Mm. And apparently she was born Sienna Miller.
Really?
There you
well,
are.
It was always going to happen for her
exactly.
Then, wasn't it? Sienna Gray.
Alan Walker. I bet everyone from his own town are thinking, oh... Never thought he would amount to anything with that name.
Yeah.
Now look at him, he's flying.
You know, if you were called Ryan, you'd probably be sorted.
I know, yeah. Every Ryan does well.
Yeah.
I've got a mate at Ryan, right? Have you heard of this guy?
No.
No, okay. He's a bit of a legend where I'm from. and he's like making the musics and that now.
Okay.
And because he's called Ryan, I think he's going to make it.
Yeah.
He's going to do something with his
Everyone
life.
Called Ryan. I know one Ryan. He's incredibly successful already. And
what's
he's
he
only
do?
21. He works for Jaguar. He designs cars for them.
Look at that. Flying.
Bloody Ryans.
Easter weekend this weekend. We've only got like 30 seconds of the show left. You're off doing something exciting. I'm not.
I'm going on a husky sledge crawl around Sweden. As you do.
So hang on. How long does this take to do a husky sledge?
We're going for 5 days, but we're doing log cabin to log cabin for 4 days.
Right.
So yeah, on the huskies. I have my own little pack.
We take some Easter eggs?
Mush. Nah.
What do you mean mush?
Mush. That's what you say to the dogs to make them go faster.
What is that? Swedish for go, is it?
Yep.
Oh, there you are. We don't know if we're here next week. I may or may not be able to do a show on my own. We'll see. But if not, see you in 2 weeks' time. And I'm sure Lucy will come back bragging, as always.
Another holiday under the belt.
But hopefully, if not next week, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Thank you. Play Churches to finish. It's called Clearest Blue. You like this one, Luce?
I do.